In this lesson, we are focusing on stabilization. When divorce disrupts life, it can be tempting to try to solve everything at once. You may feel pressure to make long-term decisions about housing, money, parenting, work, church, dating, legal matters, friendships, and the future. But wise recovery often begins with a simpler question. What needs stabilizing first? Stabilization means addressing urgent, practical, relational, spiritual, and safety needs before pressing toward major recovery goals. It does not mean your whole life is fixed. It means you are creating enough steadiness to take the next faithful step. A 7-day stabilization plan may look at basic areas. Am I physically safe? Do I have food, sleep, housing, and transportation? Are there urgent legal, court, custody, or financial matters that require qualified help? Are children or vulnerable people safe? Do I have someone trustworthy to contact? Do I need medical, counseling, pastoral, legal, financial, or crisis support? What one routine would help this week? The goal is not perfection. The goal is to reduce chaos where you can and seek the right help where you must. Matthew 11:29 records Jesus saying, "Take my yoke upon you and learn from me, for I am gentle and humble in heart, and you will find rest for your souls." Jesus does not invite burdened people into frantic striving. He invites them to walk with him, learn from him, and receive rest for their souls. Sometimes the most faithful next step is very practical: calling an attorney, scheduling a counseling appointment, arranging childcare, asking a friend to sit with you, organizing documents, eating a meal, sleeping, going for a walk, or contacting a pastor. Sometimes the most faithful next step is spiritual: praying one honest sentence, reading a psalm aloud, attending worship without pretending, asking for prayer, or sitting quietly before God. Sometimes the most faithful next step is protective: following a safety plan, honoring a court order, documenting concerns according to professional guidance, or contacting emergency help when danger is present. This course is Christian education and discipleship support. It is not legal advice, counseling, medical care, crisis response, or financial advising. That is why part of stabilization is knowing when another kind of help is needed. Seeking qualified help is not a lack of faith. It can be an act of wisdom. For this week, think small enough to act and important enough to matter. You do not need to rebuild your whole life in 7 days. You need one faithful plan for the next 7 days. Reflection question: what area of your life feels most unstable right now? Safety, sleep, housing, money, parenting, health, work, support, or spiritual steadiness? Gentle next step: create a 7-day stabilization plan with one practical action, one support contact, and one prayerful practice.